The Gemara in Nida, in Daf Ayin Amid Beis, says, Shloisha Divrei Derech Eretz. Mayasa Odom V'yachkim. A person wants to be Zoycha to Chochmas HaTayra. What should he do? So the Gemara says, Yarbe V'yeshiva V'yemayit B'scheira. He should be Omo B'atayra B'yogeya B'atayra B'yemayit B'scheira. Agav, you see, in the times of Chazal, they worked. But Yemayit B'scheira. I don't know if you have a question. The Chaim V'lozhin says, Be'etzim, a person should work and learn. But the Chaim V'lozhin says in Ruach Chaim that nowadays, if we do that, our mind will be in business even when we're learning. And even when really it should be when we're learning, when we're working, our mind should be in Torah and Avodas Hashem. But nowadays, if we'd be working, our mind would be in, if we'd be working, our mind, even when we learn, would be in our work. Therefore, the Chaim V'lozhin says, I can't forgive, I can't let my Talmidim do both. In Ruach Chaim. And Chazal, they could do both. So Yarbe v'yeshiva v'yasik b'scheira. V'yamayit b'scheira. Freg the Gemara asks, Harbo osa kem v'lo ha'ilu lahem. Many people tried this, and it didn't work. Ela yevakshu rachmim misha choch mashaloi. But without tefillah, it's not going to work. You have to have rachamim. You have to ask by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should open your hearts, open your minds, and you should understand Torah. Shenema ki Hashem yitin choch mipiv dasu svuna. The Gemara says over here that Hashem yitain Torah mipiv das usvuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah mipiv, understanding, knowledge and understanding. The knowledge and understanding in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives mipiv. The first shmuz, the second shmuz, the Pachatz Kalavnishin said in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. See, I said B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that what is tefillah? Davening is that you or mispashet, you leave all Olam Hazeh, and you're dovet v'kosh, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch, you're speaking to Him, and He's listening to you. If that's Chaye Shah, what's Torah, which is Chaye Olam? What could be more than leaving all Olam Hazeh, and being dovet, connected with HaKadosh Baruch, and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch, He's speaking to you? So the Chofetz Chaim said, because Torah, Tevila is, you speak to HaKadosh Baruch. Torah is ki Hashem yitin choch mipiv dasu svun. He comes and He speaks to us. That's called Chaye Olam. That's what the Chatzka said b'shem the Chofetz Chaim. The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara answers that you should be mispar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Hashem gives. Torah is mipiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks on this. Maiko Mashmalon. So Rashi learns up, what does my kamashman mean? Loma leila meima lo yarbe bi yeshiva. Why does the Torah, why does the Gemara say that you have to be omul bat Torah in order to be successful in understanding? Hoylu berachma dover toloi, since everything is toloi in rachamim, why do I have to horven learning? I should daven, and why do you have to have the amola? Rashi says, kamashman hobulai ho, the Gemara says, kamashman hobulai ho loy also. Shlomo Volbe used to say, you can learn two ways in the Maskonas HaGemara. One way is, Avada, you have to have rachmim. But you also have to work. If you don't work, you don't get anywhere. Another way is, and the Shlomo Volbe said, this is the true way, Avada, the Havamina is to be Zerch of the Torah, me Piv Shamachodesh Baruch Hu. It's not from my Amola, from my toil, my working, comes the Torah. Not from my mind, not from my working. It's me Piv Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from the Abodah Shalom. But how are you Mo'ori Rachamim? How do you awaken Rachamim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you awaken the Rabbanim's mercy on us? Tefillah is not enough. You have to harv in learning, be omol b'Torah. The Rabbanim Shalom sees being mismasi, you're giving yourself over to understand the Torah. You're giving your whole koiches, your whole, everything you have, you're giving over the Torah and you daven. That's Mo'ori Rachamim. The marshal to this is the Maharit in Drushas, in Sukkah. He says, Ka'ayil tarag alafike mayim ke nafshi sarag alecha alikim. Like an ayol is tarag. Tarag means, gives a krecht. Tarag alafike mayim, there's no water. Ke nafshi zokdovar amelach, sarag alecha alikim. My nefesh is woeing, gives a krecht. Oy, because I want to become close to you. Sarag alikim. The Maharit says that an ayol runs mountains and valleys, searching for water. When she doesn't find any water, she's holding by collapsing. She gives like a shrei. She screams out to Rabbeinu Shalom, "Oi, there's no water. Afike moyim." Then that's ma'ari rachamim that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives. Dovid HaMelech said, "When I go through a sugya sagamara," and Dovid HaMelech didn't learn gemara, but he learned the sugya. It says, "Vayyola bayoyim balayla hahu." Dovid HaMelech learned what a Talmud Vosik in times of the Chazal took them 100 years to learn. Dovid did it one night. He was omo batoyre, Dovid HaMelech. He says, "I'm omo batoyre. I give my whole self over. I'm ichgisach blut. I spill blood to understand the Gemara. And when I'm holding by klois koyach, I have no more koyachas anymore. I'm holding by falling. I cry out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, 'Gal einai v'yabit nifum tzarisecha. Please open my eyes that I should understand the Torah Hakadosh.' This is moire rachamim." Now the Ma'or Rachman means that the Gemara is telling us that the Marsha, there's a Neridik of Marsha in this Gemara. The Gemara says it's doing it a person that's born with a mazel of a tipish. I ain't Marsha. We always think, well, a person's born with a mazel of a tipish, finished. He's finished. He has a shvach, a cup. He has a heart. He has a head like a rack. He'll never get any place. No. If a person wants, if the Ma'or Rachman, if he harvests, he toils in learning, he works, gives himself over completely to Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisei mipiv, that's what's funa. He gives a mefusha masha, a neritika masha. Now this is Saibi Iyun and Saibi Bikiyus. In Iyun, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rashi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Tzarek Tes Amid Beis. Nefesh amal amal aloi ki okaf ala piyu. Hu amal b'mokim zeva terosai merosai b'mokim acha. Person toils, works hard, he's amal b'tayra to understand the sugyas that he's learning. The Torah is working for him someplace else, and she helps he should understand. What does that mean? Where is she working for him? Rashi says, Mipnei sho'omal b'tayra Tayra ay melos loi ki okaf ala piyu. Mipneshu Mesim Dvaram Bipiv Tomid, he's always learning. Ka ukov shal chamor. Torah Imelosle Bumokamacha. She machzeres olov. She goes. The Torah HaKadosh goes to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Umevakeshes me ace koinai. She asks from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Lim saloita me Torah Hisidreo. To give him over to understand the Torah that he's learning. But kol kach loma, why does she do that? Because he's learning Torah. When Torah sees that the person is mismaster, he gives himself over to the Torah HaKadosh, the Torah itself goes to the Rabbeinu Shem and says, Rabbeinu Shalom, look how much he's being mismastered to me, he's giving himself over to me. Please, be megalot him, reveal to him, say this at Torah. Then Hashem gives Torah me piv, das usfuna. Then we zechav ma'akadosh baruch hu. In Bikiyus, also the same thing. Yediyas HaTorah is also the same thing. The Yerushalmi in Horius brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah and forgot. And Tzimtzoif at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah a matana. So the Yerushalmi says, Kol Kach Loma, what does he have to remember and forget, learn and forget, K'dei lahachzal etipshim. The Mefarish in the bottom is Mazbe. What does it mean, K'dei lahachzal etipshim? So the Mefarish says that because the tipshim that they learn, oh, here it is. Lahachzal etipshim, pirish, sheyachzalu atalmudam, afal pisha sheikhim, they should always chazo even if they forget. Mashalayimdim. Ki, yechonam Hashem matnas chinim k'moylo Moshe Rabbeinu. Yediyas HaTorah is matnas chinim, like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a neridikah, a medrash on this in Mitzayra, Pashas Mitzayra. The medrash says like this, there was a person who gave a different person a pitcher of water, a pitcher to fill water, and to bring the water from one place to another place. And the pitcher had a hole in it. The kli had a hole in it. So he's filling the water, and it's going out the other way. So he's saying, Ma'ani Moyel, Machnis Mezeva, Yoitze Mezeva, what is that helping me? I'm putting water in one side, it's going out the other side. So it says, what do you care? But every time you fill the water, you're getting schar. The same way, a person learns and forgets. So he's miyayish. The Chazal say, no, you get schar for every time you learn. That means a person's mind be'etzem, the Gabi Torah, is like a clay with a hole in it. So why do we remember? Matnas chinam, the Bnei Shem sees that you learn Torah and you have Torah, so then the Bnei Shem gives it to you, the matnas chinam. That means our what we our input in being successful in Torah is amola. That's all Hashem wants from us. If he sees amola and tefillah, look how much he loves my Torah. The Torah says, look how much he loves me. And the Torah goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hashem alone sees his amola shel Torah. And his merdachem, and he gives him success in Torah. With this we understand the oimek in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Adam lo amol yulad. The Gemara asks, a person is made to toil, to work. So the Gemara asks, any idea la malpe or la malmalocha? Maybe he's created to work or to talk. Which amal? Working with your mouth or working with your hands? The Gemara brings a pasuk la malpe. For any idea im la mal sicha la mal teira? Maybe tam to talk or la mal teira? Tamid loyim for teira. Frekt the Chavetz Chaim. Frekt. Yes, Akasha. What's the Havim mean? A person's working to plant potatoes. That's what he's in this world for. He's in this world to plant potatoes, to be omobar, to make money. That's what he's in this world for. What's Havim mean? And the other side is, maybe I'm Osecha, to have a good bull session. That's what I'm in this world for, to talk, to get schmack. Can't be such a thing. Chofetz Chaim says the Peshat HaZazay. Through the Buddhism created this world, and he gave us Torah and Mitzvahs. This world is Olam Ma'asiyah. All my mitzvahs. Maybe a person is in this world for melechas ha-mitzvahs. Omal, to work, to toil in melechas ha-mitzvahs. Zung Chazal, no. That's not the way a person is in this world. He's in this world to toil with his mouth. Maybe sicha, meaning to talk about mitzvahs, to plan out, I'm doing mitzvahs. No, la mala Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim says that we're in this world to be omal ba-Torah. Since it's Oilam Masiyah, we have to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs also. Where's this Chofetz Chaim? In Shem Oilam. Shem Oilam, Perek Tess. It's Chelik Beis, Perek Tess, Tucht, I think. Around there. Perek Tess, Perek Yud. Shem Oilam, Perek Beis, Chelik Beis. A person is in this world to be Omol Bateira. I would say he's in this world to know Torah. Nein. He's not in this world to know Torah. Of course he's in this world to know Torah. But that's not what the Baruch Hashem wants from us. He wants us to be Omal Bateira. And with Omal Bateira, we'll know Torah because our Kodesh Baruch will give it to us. We're living in a generation of psychology. Now, psychology has a lot of names. I don't remember all of them. Dyslexia is one of them. That's an old one. Then there's a person that can't concentrate more than 5 minutes. What's that called? What? ADHD. A person can't sit in one place. What's that called? ADD. So they have names for everything. So a person goes to a psychologist and he says, well, you have ADD, AHD, AFD, whatever, and you have dyslexia. So you're not cut out for learning. You can't learn. It's not shayach. When I was a child, I grew up in St. Louis. Even though I have a beard with payers, I grew up in St. Louis. And St. Louis in those days was not like St. Louis now. Now St. Louis has Chofetz Chaim there, and it has Balei Tshuva, Dr. Weiss, Alan Weiss, and his brother. They have the good minyan. It's neridik now. In my days, we learned Gemara together with girls. We were Epstein Hebrew Academy. Third grade teacher was a conservative. He wanted to skip Akedis Yitzchak because it's Achzorius. But that was our teachers in the school, the Epstein Hebrew Academy. Some of them were like that. Some of them were Reform, were conservative, some were Orthodox. It was all mixed. I grew up in that Sviva. Now, we had three televisions, excuse the expression, in our house. One was in my bedroom. So that's probably what happened to my mind. And I was bug-eyed to the television till I was bar mitzvah. I was mekabel not to watch it anymore. But when I was a child, so now we have better things than television, right? They have the iPads. And you bug-eyed to that. You don't even need a big box. You just go around in the middle of the street and keep on looking, and you have everything. It destroyed my mind completely. I couldn't concentrate more than a minute. I couldn't sit in one place. You can forget it. I had to sit in one place, and I was schwitzing. I was sweat came out. I couldn't sit in one place. But I was in school, so what can I do? So I looked at the clock the whole time, and I didn't learn a Jewish word or an English word until I was 12 years old. When I was 12 years old, I didn't know Asher Yotzer. I didn't know Bo'in Nefoshais. I didn't know Aleph Beis, nothing, because my mind was so shot. I wasn't interested in listening to anything. When I was 12 years old, my father took me into a room. So I couldn't sit in one place, and I couldn't concentrate. I forgot the Oasis. I couldn't concentrate. I had dyslexia also. My family had dyslexia. I had dyslexia also. So, of course, everything was hard. My father took me into a room once. Now, I remember this. This is a Maisa of 50 years ago, that he took me into a room. He told me, I have a matana, a present to give to you, and there's nothing more sweet, nothing geschmack, and more enjoyable than the present. But you have to take it yourself, it's Torah. He told this to me. For some reason, it went deep into my heart. I decided I'm going to start working on myself. So the first thing, of course, if you can't sit in one place, what do? You tie yourself to a chair with a belt. That's what I did. I tied myself to a belt. I should sit in one place. I even made holds and stenders. I probably was Gezel, but I didn't know. I was a kid. Just to sit in one place. But once I trained myself to sit in one place, then I had to start learning. And none of my rabbis had patience for me, because I didn't know what Omer meant. Omer Rava. Rava was a name they told me, and Omer was... I didn't know anything. I was 12 and a half, 13 years old at the time. And but they had a Jastrow. They still have Jastrows now, the dictionary. He was my Rebbe. He had patience for me. The two big Zetzer green books, big, and they were on my side. And I still had a notebook at home. I used to write on my Rava. Rava says, everything written down, one by one, everything. Because I knew that this is the geschmack's the thing in life, and I'm going to break through. My davenings at the Chaynein, I finished when the Baal Tefillah finished Mon Esrei. But not because I had nervin, not because I was nervous. I was crying, but the Moyer Shalosh Shabbosh let me think for 10 minutes straight. At least I could cast for 10 minutes straight. I didn't want, tafas, you know, they asked too much. But 10 minutes straight. So it's a bislach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to my tefillahs. And I could concentrate 10 minutes straight. It was Mamash Gan Eden. Concentrate 10 minutes straight. With no yiddik. So I started learning. I Mamash spin his dorm. I was in the base medrash. And the thing you say that I'll never forget, I couldn't read. So the teacher, the Rebbe, asked me to read the first Mishnah in Kedushin. So Nishav Kedem Gedacht. I went to Mishnah, my worst enemies. So I tried my best. Usha Naknat. And the whole class started laughing. Usha Naknat, Usha Niknas. They started laughing. Say that I fifed on the whole world because I knew that this is the Gishmak, and I'm going to break through at the end. I wasn't a spoiled. I had to get 20s on my tests. 20 was ganz good because I knew something. 20s on my tests. It came like the middle of the winter, man. I was still getting at 20s and 30s. There was a guy called Jojo. I remember his name, but Jojo was his name. He was 12 years old, the shir over me at Eloy, and a real, real emissive bum. Dirty books he read, everything. He comes in and he sees me sitting and learning. Green the grease ball. They still use that? Green the grease ball. You're sitting and learning and you get 20s on videos. So stupid, 20s on tests. I come and look at him once, I get 100. I laughed him off. I knew I'm doing the right thing. What happened to him? He died from an overdose of drugs at the end in Chicago. That's what happened to him. But whatever it is, I laughed him off. At the end of the month, okay, so I worked hard with Jastrow helping me out. And I got 80s on the Bechinus. I'm saying it. It's good. I tried. Benishalm helps. Now, I worked like a mamish. I worked hard and hard. I remember even when I was 17 and a half, I didn't know Chumash. I finished. The Gemara, I knew something. But Chumash, I never learned Chumash. Not Rashi. Nothing. Good. I learned Asher Yotzer by then. I learned Bo'in Nefoshes by then. The basics I knew. Well, Aleph Beis I learned by then. But Chumash. We came to the Baba Basra. Morning said we learned Cheskes Abatim. Second said we learned Yesh Noichim, right? Is this Slav and Slavchad? But it's Slavchad. I thought it was the same thing. So I asked him, "It's Medrash Brachot. Slav Slavchad. It's not the same thing." He said, "You know, Green, if you're holding this dagger when you're 16 and a half, you better look for a job because you'll never know how to learn." And I fifed him on because I knew this is the geschmack's the thing in life, and you break through. So I worked hard, and every time I got a little havana in the sugya, I thought, maybe this is what my father meant. Maybe this is the geschmack, because every havana that I had was a geschmack. One of the reasons I bought him not matzliach in the yeshivas is first I give up, and then they're not happy with what they know. They're very tzibrochim what they don't know. The matana HaKadosh Baruch gave me was that whatever I knew, it could be a line of Gemara, I was the happiest person in the world. Maybe this is what HaKadosh Baruch, my father meant, this is the Zizkeit from Torah. Until this went on and on, and my dyslexia was Shreklach, until I was 20 years old. It's from 12 to, you have to have patience, and they think it goes so fast, Torah wants to see you really immerse in efforts, then she'll give herself over. It's only 8 years. That year, I learned with the Chavrusa, Ben Ezdorim, Mesech the Shabbos and Yuma in one winter's month. And he read and I read after him. And that broke my dyslexia. That was Beseder. After that, I read after him and somehow I trained my eyes that it read. And afterwards, when I was about 22, and my mind opened up. There was a Neuritik Gezach. And there's no way that I got from what I was to what I... to what I was then. It was Mamash Hashem and Hashemayim. I lived through Hashem Yitein Chochma Mipiv Dasu Svuna. Torah HaKadosh does not totally in a person's mind. It's not totally in a person's brain. It could be born with a mazel tipish. And when I was younger, they took me to doctors and things. Maybe your mind's not working and things. Didn't know what it was. The Torah says, you don't have to do anything. The doctors and things, the psychologists. Oi, I have ADD or I have PhD. Anything you want. If all these things, you have nothing. You don't have the rotzen enough. If you have the rotzen, you can break through everything. Rotzen to want to know the Torah HaKadosha, to know what it is, dveikus in Beir HaOlam. If you tie him once, a tam, you taste once the tam of a kasher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's no enjoyment in the world like kasher with Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A model shel Torah. If a person works and harvests, he works himself out to be an emes tamar chacham. I give shiurim to Yerushalayim Abachim now. I give shiurim. Then they spoil. They can't understand how much ideas I have. Now, how did that come from? My mind is nebuch. I don't have a good head. I have a shvacher head. But what's the difference? The head doesn't play a role. It plays a role in how much Rabban Hashem gives over to the person. And also, when I was bar mitzvah, I was makav myself never to look at a television again. Because really, really, iPads, iPhones, and whatever, the tablets, they have movies and zachen, that destroys a person's mind and learning. It mamish destroys your mind. It happened to me, but did he have you of that? I'm sure I didn't. Maybe I never shvach a kof, but I was so destroyed from watching television. And nowadays, television is the... you have to have a box for television. No, you don't need it. You go around and on a bus and it's it destroys a person's mind. The person wants to be Zoicha the Torah HaKadosh, it's there. Odom lo omol yulod. He's here to work. He's here to toil in Torah. And if the Rebbeinu Shem says, the Rebbeinu Shem says, I teres koyanim, HaKadosh Baruch mis'ave, that Klal Yisrael should be omol b'Torah. Doesn't say Yediyas HaTorah, omol b'Torah, because that's what Rebbeinu Shem wants. Ono ha-meilim ve'hem ha-meilim. Ono ha-meilim ve'makab m'schar. I always tell this story. I was a little child. My father was a rav in St. Louis. It was called the only shtibel west of the Mississippi. Next to the arch. He had a shtibel there, my father. My father's an Erlich Yid. And the Talmud from the Baron Kotler. The Talmud from Shragfai Ben Lovitch, from Yafin. And he had these old European Yidden there. One Yid comes to my father. He was about 90 years old. He says, you know, Rabbi Green, I'm out of a job. He said, why? He said, I used to make the best chairs in St. Louis. You don't know, these chairs, I put my blood into it. I put my dama tamtis, I put my whole kleches and my love into it, my heart into it. And people spend good money for my chairs. Now, they started with factories. And the factories make also strong chairs. But they don't understand, there's no heart in the chairs. There's no blood spilt in the chairs. Ono amelim v'heim amelim. Ono amelim v'makabal schar. We're omol and we're makabal schar for the hamola. That's what Hashem wants from us. They don't get schar from their mullah. They don't get schar for putting their hearts into this chair. They want the chair. This is the difference between Torah and everything else. As much as we'll appreciate the Torah HaKadosha, the Torah HaKadosha, which is the Tam Tzachayim, this is life for every Yid. There's no sweeter thing in the world than Torah. So Baruch Hashem tells me, Mashkiach, I'm learning Torah and it's not sweet. I don't enjoy it. So I once asked, why is Torah like a cigarette and not like a steak dinner? Excuse the expression. Cigarette, if you ever smoke, you probably don't smoke anymore, that's out of style. But if you ever, anybody ever smoked, knows the first few puffs, you want to vomit, you turn blue, and then you can't live without it. A steak you enjoy right away. So why is Torah like a cigarette, not like a steak? The Torah says, it says in Seder HaYoyim, because the Torah doesn't give herself over just to anybody. She wants to see your moisa nefesh. She wants to see you giving up, even if you don't enjoy it. But I know that it's the sweetest thing in life. I know it's the best thing in life. And I'm ready to break myself over to really understand it. Then when she gives herself over to you, you'll see yourself. I once had a cousin who was, he won in Eretz Yisrael when he was 14 years old. He was the junior classical the guitar. He played the guitar. He won the award for the best in the whole of Eretz Yisrael. He had, I think, 14 to 15,000 young boys and girls stand up and a standing ovation, I think it's called, right, for him. So he wanted to know what the geshmak of Torah is when you really understand a sugya. So I told him, how did you feel that minute? He said, I can't explain to you. My whole being was just uplifted. So that's what every younger man feels, every avreich feels, when he's going through a sugya, and he gets Shita Sarashi clear, Tosfos clear, the Rashba, the Ramban, everything clear, and it's set up, and he writes it down. That's how he feels. Years later, he called me up, about 5-6 years later, and he said, I did it, and you're right. That's how it feels. But you don't realize until you get there. If you have patience and you work on yourselves, I'm a living example of it. No matter what your mind is, if you have a shvacha kop, not a good head, you can't concentrate, you can't sit in one place, you have dyslexia, all the brachas you could have in the world. If you have the rotzen, you'll be able to break through. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you the Torah, success in Torah, which is really the kesher nafshis between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael.